This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Told now by the hospital that Thomas Eric Duncan has passed away, and I want to read you the email that we just got from the hospital. It is with profound sadness and heartfelt disappointment that we must inform you of the death of Thomas Eric Duncan this morning at 7:51 a.m. Mr. Duncan succumbed to an insidious disease, Ebola.
Ebola. Well,
there you go.
Super Don?
Yes.
Is this Super Don?
No, you're Ty Bollinger. I'm Super Don.
Don, what's up, man? Good to be with you tonight. I'm, as you can tell, folks, it's not Robert Scott Bell here. This is TMB. I guess RSB's, midway to Seattle by now, isn't he?
He was, boarding in Denver roughly an hour ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said he might try to call in at the end of the second hour if he makes it there in time. So we'll see if that happens. But anyway, good to be with you. Sad news on the first, well, they're saying the first Ebola patient here in the United States, but there are actually a couple of others. But I guess it's the first one here recently that's died from Ebola. Is anyone there? Hello?
Yeah. I heard a weird sound there. Yeah. I don't know. His health has been borderline for so many days. They were, saying at one point he was in critical condition, then he was in serious condition, then he was, upgraded to critical again. And, the thing that kind of struck me was that it was all over the news yesterday that he was getting this experimental drug yesterday.
Bingo.
And
he's dead today.
Died today. So is there a connection there? I don't know, but you can't say that there isn't a connection. It's very curious.
Yeah, you can't rule that out. I mean, when they say that you're getting an experimental drug, translation really means you are the guinea pig at this point, and they're really not sure how it's going to affect you. I watched a couple videos, though, Don, about the man yesterday, and both of the different news stations said that the doctors were encouraged. His temperature was down. His blood pressure was better.
Right.
He seemed to be getting stronger. All the signs were that he was recovering, and then they used the experimental drug on him, and he's dead today. So, is it anecdotal? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe Ebola really did kill him. Maybe he died from the drug. The truth of the matter is we'll probably never know.
Yeah. I would say, listen, you have to look at the experimental drug angle, and you have to say, Yeah, that's what we do on Outside the Box Wednesday anyway, right? Is things that make you go, But I would be more inclined to say that it probably had more to do with the fact that he went to the hospital, said he was from Liberia, had the symptoms of Ebola, and they kicked him out and sent him home. And he didn't, it was after his, his symptoms got worse to the point that he had to be rushed back in an ambulance that they finally, put two and two together and went, oh, well, maybe we better take care of this guy. It could be that he just got too far gone and there wasn't anything to, they could do for him at that point. Although, I think both you and I and a lot of other people know that there are other things that they could have done for him other than what they did. but I think his condition may have deteriorated to the point that, you know, that going the way that they went, there was nothing more they could do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, bottom line, we'll probably won't ever know. I can smell a lawsuit.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely smell a lawsuit. And, you know, I think this is just maybe a foreshadowing of what might be coming down the pipe with this Ebola. You know, regardless of whether or not Ebola is as dangerous and is this big scary germ, scary virus that we should be afraid of, that we're being led to believe, you know, maybe it is, maybe it's not. I'm not so sure either way at this point, but I do know that whether it is as scary as we're being told, the plans are in the works for vaccines. You know, they're already talking about the Ebola vaccine. And I wouldn't put it past the powers that be to lock down travel, to mandate vaccines, you know, they're already quarantining people in Dallas. Who knows how much of that's going on underground at this point. But the bottom line is, you know, you can see a vaccine for Ebola coming out, and at least I can see this happening, and then them trying to force vaccinate people to protect them. You know, you can't see me now, but I got my hands up in the air, and then I'm making the quotation symbols, you know, to protect you from the Ebola, when in reality, who knows what you might be getting in this vaccine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether this will get to the point that they'll be able to do a mandate. I mean, listen, I mean, there's all kinds of mandates going on left and right when it comes to other types of medical treatments or vaccines.
Right.
I can't help it. I've got a lot of faith in the American people, especially at this point when we have information traveling at the speed of light. We've got, you know, an overwhelming number of citizens in this country that do not trust the government, that question things so much more now than they did in the past. I don't know that they'd be able to get away with a mandate, but they're doing the best that they can to try and you know, get the fear factor going in this thing, that there's enough people out there that if they scare them enough, they'll be running out to get that vaccine, because people just don't know better.
Right. No, I agree with you. I do have faith in the American people. I have no faith in the American government. But, you know, you're right. I think it's a big fear play at this point. Maybe it's justified. Maybe it's not. But I don't. I also agree with you that I don't know that they would get away with them, and they may try.
Oh, sure.
I don't think it'd work. You know, you give it your best shot. You know, as Dirty Harry would say, you know, go ahead, punk, make my day.
Right.
Whether that would they get away with it or not, I have serious doubts, as you do. But you mentioned mandates. You know, there's other mandates that are going on right now. One of the articles I wanted to talk about briefly in this first section that I'm looking at, the Fox News article about preschools requiring flu shots for their children. They're talking about this being a mandate by medical facilities to make the kids get injected before they go to preschool. What do you think about this, Super Don?
Well, you know, I mean, that's an ongoing saga, you know, that we've been covering for so long. And again, I think that's another one of those things that we're starting to see, you know, kind of unravel before our eyes.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be that it was just no questions asked, and you just get in there, you get your flu shot because that's what you're supposed to do. Then people started to wake up, and then you started to see people starting to fight for exemptions and it, at least fighting for the right to know that there are exemptions, because there's so many states where it's just they don't even let you know. In fact, they act like they don't exist. But that doesn't, again, stop the machinery from trying to continue to push the vaccine agenda. And it's something that's it's an uphill battle. I think we're starting to gain some ground. But, you know, people just need to become informed. They need to get educated. And there are people out there, like what we do on this show, you know, people out there, there's people that are brave enough to go out there, people from Hollywood and things of that nature that are out there, at least, you know, letting people know that there are resources there. You got to go to NVIC.org, you know, go to these places where they have these lists of the exemptions that are available in your state. And if a school tries to push you on that issue, then you got to fight back. And if you fight back, and in most cases, when people do fight back, they succeed. But you have to know that you have the ability to fight.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think it's all about being informed, learning, and really knowing that there are always exemptions there, and in every state, I believe, except potentially West Virginia. I mean, there are vaccine exemptions in every state. One of the things that was interesting in this article, though, they're talking about who was this Alexander Stewart, associate professor at Milken Institute School of Public Health in George Washington University, who has studied immunization. She says it's a good way to catch people when you vaccinate the kids when they're going to school. I mean, I thought that was an interesting way to put it. It's a good way to catch them. It's like you're chasing prey or something. Now, what's interesting about this to me is that you've got Joseph Brissy, who is the chief of epidemiology at the CDC in their flu division, and he says here, some 70% of children aged 6 months to 4 years were vaccinated, but these rates have dropped to 55%, and he says this is the group that we want to get. The children from 6 months to 4 years, and the elderly, because they're the most at risk, and we want to make sure that they're the ones that get vaccinated. So here's my question, Don. You know, is Dr. Percy suffering from rectal cranial inversion? I mean, is his head so far up his you-know-what that he doesn't even know the statistics? Because he's talking about kids from the age of 6 months to 4 years needing vaccines. Has he never read the Cochrane database in 2006 that found zero evidence that the flu vaccine is effective from what age group? 6 months to 4 years, exactly the age that he's talking about needs to be vaccinated. The Cochrane database says it's 0% effective. And the other group that he says, the elderly, the same database says that it has little or no effectiveness, the flu shot, that is, at preventing the flu in the elderly. So where is this guy's head?
I'm going to venture to say that the Cochrane database was not part of the curriculum when he went through medical school.
Probably not. I'm guessing that is correct. I mean, heck, Don, you know the Flulaval vaccine, right? It's one of the current versions of the flu vaccine for 2014. Mm-hmm. On the actual package insert, I'm going to read a quote from the package insert here. It says, "There have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination with Flulaval." Do we need any other evidence?
I don't. You don't.
Man, it's like, are we living in the twilight zone?
There you go thinking again, Ty.
I guess we shouldn't be thinking so much. Let's just do what we're told, Super Don. Well, listen,
yes,
folks, we've got to take a break here, but when we get back, we are going to talk about child abusers. We're going to find out if you are potentially a child abuser. So stay tuned here to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We will be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They can make a new prescription.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So let me ask you a question, buddy. Are you a child abuser?
No. Well, I actually, you know what, it depends. If you ask, like, my kids back when they were young, they probably said yes, you know. Go to your room. You were, you're a child abuser. But
hey,
no.
Hey, Super Don, I'm being serious here. I'll be back in 15 seconds. I got to go turn off the oven. Be right back.
Oh, okay. So let's see. He's I wish I had some Jeopardy music. I should be like na 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 na. Oh, by the way, I got a couple of messages. At the beginning of the break, you got to hear behind the scenes with me and Ty talking about the show. And yeah, that was Randy the Bordoff that did that. Shaming you on air. No, it happens. Listen, having been a Bordoff for 9 years, those things happen, and, you know, listen.
All right, Don, I'm back, man. And let me tell you something, man. This is so funny that this happened. So I'm the only one here at the house.
Yeah.
Charlene's out with the kids. And right before we got on the air, I put in a big pot full of fresh spinach to boil, and I totally forgot about it. And so I've been sitting here the last few minutes smelling something, going, you know, something doesn't really smell quite right. And just now I'm looking out in the living room, and, like, the whole living room is getting cloudy with smoke, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I just had to run out. I had to grab this pot. There was not a drop of water left. I think I ruined the pot, but at least I didn't catch anything on fire.
Oh, man. See, what would we do without you know, the women in our lives, right?
Well, I'd be a mess without Charlene. I can't believe I just did that. But I'm thankful that I didn't burn something up. And I just took out, we have these smoke alarms in here, and I just took them out a couple weeks ago because we were they were going off all the time. And, boy, they would have just been going off for this. Thank God I took them out. But anyway, I'm back. Little unexpected trip there.
I'm not a child abuser, but apparently you are a cookware abuser. So
I am a pan abuser.
You go.
But but I think that we might actually both be considered child abusers if we'd been put in the situation that these parents were out in California when they had their son. Let's see, Anna and Alex are the parents. Their son, little 5-month-old boy, had flu-like symptoms. They take him in, and apparently the hospital staff was just so incompetent that they took the little son out and to get a second opinion, and they didn't get a proper discharge, according to the article. Okay, that caught me. They left without a proper discharge from the hospital. So what? So you take your kid in the hospital, and if you don't properly discharge your own child, then you get in trouble? Because apparently they did. The next couple of days after that, the police knocked down their door and slammed the father to the ground and took their son, because they didn't get a proper discharge and they had the audacity to look for a second opinion from an incompetent hospital staff.
You know, this is really, it's a very concerning trend that we're starting to see a lot now. And unfortunately, what I think really is going on here is that this is something that's been going on for a really long time. It has just come to light now and people are looking for it. But apparently, yeah, it's, you know, you ask for a second opinion, that is just a big no-no in these hospitals. And if you try and do that, they accuse you of something and they take your kid. And now we're starting to see this more and more. It's very concerning to me.
Oh, it is. It is. And they were concerned because the nurse was prescribing antibiotics to the child, and the nurse didn't know why. They asked the nurse, why are we getting antibiotics for the child? And the nurse didn't know, but continued to prescribe use the antibiotics with the child. They said, no, this is too much. We're going somewhere else. And then they basically got treated like common everyday criminals by the police. Speaking of antibiotics, so we got a little bit over a minute left before the break.
Yep.
Did you see the article about the decision fatigue? The doctors that had decision fatigue?
I did. You know, now listen, I don't know why they do the studies and the research they do on some of the craziest things, but somebody decided one day, let's see what doctors do when they're more tired as far as their prescribing habits.
Yeah.
And it turns out that later in the day, doctors prescribe antibiotics more than they do earlier in the day, and it's because they're tired. So they labeled it something called decision fatigue.
Yeah.
And so, I guess what happens is somebody comes into the office and they go, hey, doc, you know, I stubbed my toe. I was wondering if you have a Band-Aid. And here's some antibiotics.
Here's an antibiotic.
I'm tired. Well, I'll just throw some antibiotics at you.
Only doctors can get away with that. Anybody else gets fired. But doctors have decision fatigue. So
decision.
Anyway, hey, listen, we're going to take a break here. But when we come back, we're going to be talking to my good buddy, Brett Quantrill. I went to high school with Brett, and he has written a book called From Chaos to Peace. And we're going to learn a little bit about this book from my good buddy Brett Quantrill after the break. So stay tuned, everybody. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Welcome back, everyone, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is Ty Bollinger, TMB. I'm taking Robert's place today as he's traveled out to Seattle. And I want to let you know something. It really stinks here in my office where I'm broadcasting from. As I mentioned last section, I just burned up some spinach down to the nub. And, boy, I wish I hadn't done that. But I'm glad that this segment I've got my good buddy Brett Quantrill on with us. Now, Brett is a man who I have known for almost 30 years now. Brett and I went to high school together in Pineville, Louisiana. And we've stayed in touch over the years. And Brett has recently written a book called From Chaos to Peace. And we're going to talk to Brett about his book this next about 15 minutes. So, Brett, you on the line there, buddy?
Yes. Hi, Ty. Hello.
Good to talk to you, brother Brett. Thanks for being on the show today, and let's get rolling because we only got a short segment here, but I want to get you to share with everybody that's listening here a little bit about Brett Quantrill. Who are you and why are you doing what you're doing, brother?
Well, I'm a person whose faith is important to me. I'm Christian, and I also have been married for almost 2 decades to my best friend, and I have 2 wonderful teenage children. And it's kind of sounds funny, I guess, to some saying 2 wonderful teenage children, but I do. I have 2 wonderful teenage children.
Yeah,
I can
attest to that. I recently ate with Brett and his family. My family ate with them when we were driving through Louisiana on vacation, and we went and ate together. And he does. He's got 2 wonderful teenage kids, well behaved, respectful, very very nice young lady and young man. So I attest to that. So continue, bro.
Well, thank you. And I went to LSU, Louisiana State University, and I got a couple of degrees from there, one in communications, and I have a master's in social work. And I've been helping families for 20 years, Ty. Okay. And I've been practicing social work for 18 years, and I've been licensed by my state for almost 15 years. I currently have a private practice that I've had for 7 years, and that's where I've had the good fortune of helping literally hundreds of parents and children go from the condition of being chaotic to being peaceful. And that has been a thrill for me. And some may say that I'm a parenting expert. Well, I would also say that I'll be the first to say that I'm not perfect. And so anyway, I love helping parents and children, love to help them connect and create a plan for peace and to go on peacefully instead of, with strife and anger and that type of thing.
Right.
And last but certainly not least, I like the outdoors. I like traveling. I like going to the beach when I can, and also like going to the mountains.
And I saw on your bio that you like ping pong, man. Next time we get together, we got to play some ping pong because I like it too.
Yeah, that sounds great. Did you see where it says I like candy corn too?
I did see that, and I can't say that I share that like, but I do like the ping pong.
I do have a sweet tooth. Yes, indeed.
Make sure that it's non-genetically modified candy corn, so.
Okay.
Anyway, I assume that then your practice, you've been doing the social work for 20 years. That was one of the reasons that you wrote the book, From Chaos to Peace. So what were the reasons that led to you writing this book? And by the way, it's a great book. It's about a little over 100 pages. It's a very easy read. I read through most of it today in preparation for the show, and it's got a lot of really practical tips in there, and we'll get to some of those. But what's the primary reason that you wrote this book, Brett?
Well, as you just pointed out, I got into social work because I wanted to help folks, and I've been fortunate enough to do that. So that's been a real blessing for me. But what really inspired me to write this book really began in my own home, Ty. Early on, when we were early, young parents, we had our own challenges of our own as parents, and we were able to overcome them. And so, after we were able to get a plan and work a plan for a couple of years and have some peace instead of frustration in the home for a couple of years, I opened a private practice and I began to share the methods and the parenting attitudes and also a structure that I call the family check system. Maybe we'll get to that in a minute, that helped hundreds of parents and children. And then so, by having that success, I decided, maybe I will try and bring this to a greater audience. And so that was really the inspiration behind writing this From Chaos to Peace book.
Yeah, that's great, Brett. That's great. I mean, it's practical. It's your practical experience led you to write this to help others to be able to navigate through this parenting thing. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of kids that are listening to our show. A lot of families listen to the show. And if you are listening and you've got kids, I highly recommend that you get this book. Brett, tell the listeners where they can find you online, where they can get your book.
They can find me, and they can find this book at From Chaos to Peace, and that's T-O, FromChaosToPeace.com. Mm-hmm.
Now, you just mentioned the family check system, Brett. You mentioned the family check system. What? Go into detail about what that is.
Okay. Well, if I can, let me back up just for a second. Part one of my book teaches parents how to get emotionally connected. And when we can get emotionally and spiritually, but most of the book talks about being emotionally connected, then that serves as a foundation for us to be able to build character in our kids. And as I explain it in the book. And so from the family check system is really three planning tools, and the emphasis is on planning. What I found in 20 years is that when we take the time to plan some things, we can actually plan for the good behavior of our kids. And so it has a routine plan, which I teach, teach folks how to create a routine plan, a discipline plan, and then also a reward plan. And when you work those three tools in tandem, you got quite a strong combination to build character in your child. And I mean, the character that we're talking about, you pointed it out, is the obedience. I mean, kids need to be able to obey, or if they're not, then, you know, we're going to have some chaos, you know, if they're challenging us all the time. So, you know, obedience and honesty and respect and consideration for others, those are some of the things that families are interested in doing, and they can do so through this family check system.
And these are practical measures that you've implemented in your own home with a lot of success, correct?
Absolutely. And then I brought them to my practice and shared them with, you know, like I mentioned, hundreds of other folks over there that applied them and got significant results. And, you know, it's really just a matter of attitude first, you know. And when we change, you know, as parents, if we need to have, you know, positive attitudes and so forth. And I go through that in detail, you know, what are some good attitudes to have. And, you know, once we have the good attitudes, then we're able to build something that can be long-lasting.
Sure. And, you know, I know one of the most stressful things can be being a parent and then having kids that you don't understand how to train, how to control. I mean, it can really cause a lot of stress in a family. And, you know, we won't get into it during this this interview here, but and I might talk with Dawn about this after the interview. And maybe the next segment, but there's a lot of connection between stress, between the endorphins, the cortisol, the adrenaline, all these things that are released when you're in a very stressful environment. A lot of connection has been done with that and disease, whether it be cancer or other degenerative type diseases. There's a huge correlation between stress and sickness. So this is not only good emotionally, but this is also good physically to have a peaceful home. It reminds me, you know the movie The Lord of the Rings, Brett?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so remember Sam and Frodo? They, right at the end, I think it was the third one of the trilogy, the Return of the King, when they're about to throw the ring back into the lava there at Mount Doom, and they're just all beat up and they're cut and bloodied, and I mean, they just look like they've just been through the ringer. And I saw a little infographic on one of the social medias, I think it was Facebook, and it had a picture of them, and it said something like, "You ever feel like this after a rough day with the kids?" And I just laughed because, man, sometimes if you don't have peace in the home, it really affects other areas of your life. So it's so important if you're a parent, to start with peace in the home. And this book is a real practical way that you can do that. Again, I highly encourage anyone that's listening that's got kids, get a hold of this book. Brett, if you could describe the book, From Chaos to Peace, in one word, what would it be?
Well, it's a book of hope. I believe it's a book of hope, Ty. In my practice, you know, when parents came in, you know, the ones that we're able to use these methods with, they came in just lost. You know, they didn't know what to do, and so, you know, I believe it's a book. You know, is a book of hope, but really what I believe that it boils down to, if I had to say one word, I would say love. And I would say anytime that a parent decides that they're going to lead, and I do a lot of work in the book on just teaching parents how to lead, because there needs to be a leader. And so, but when that decision is made, and that's love. You know, when someone decides, or, you know, two parents decide they're going to lead, then, you know, instead of being neutral or negative, then that's a big thing. Right. Also commitment, you know, being, you know, committing to the child. You know, there's a big transition that happens, or that needs to happen, right, from before children to after children. There needs to be that shift to where there's a commitment to the child, no matter how or what he does, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And then also, you know, emotional connection. You know, when we do that, that's love, right? And then so, you know, taking the time to learn how to build good character, i.e. the family check system, and, you know, taking that time to learn how to organize, how you can reduce stress in your home, that's a big deal to me. That's love. So I'd have to say love.
Well, you know, I like the hope and the love. The old English word for love is charity, and our fourth child is named Charity Hope. So
right.
You got to have love and you got to have hope, and this book provides them both. We call it Vitamin L here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as an acronym for the love. Because you got to have love. You got to have the vitamin L.
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Brett. We got about 30 seconds left. Is this a program that's only for young kids, or if you got older kids, does it work for them too?
It's for children aged 3 to 17, and it's for every parent.
3 to 17.
This book is for every parent. If you're not frustrated, you're going to be frustrated sometime. So, you know, this is a good book to have on the shelf. But
if you're a parent and you're not frustrated, you're not really alive, because all parents get frustrated at times. And this book's going to help you to know, to understand how to deal with those frustrations and how to really move your home from chaos to peace. It's a great title for a book. It's a great book. And everybody that's listening that's got kids needs this book. Again, you can go to FromChaosToPeace.com and get a hold of this book. It needs to be in your library. Brett, thank you so much for joining us today, brother. I really appreciate the insight.
You're welcome. And just for your listeners, tonight, 30% off. I'm going to offer it for $13.96 tonight only.
Got to get it. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals.
No,
ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification.
premium. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Burning down the house.
Everything all right?
Burning down the house. That's an appropriate segue to come back in on this segment because I did almost burn down the house. Actually, I really didn't, but it does really stink bad, and I did leave the stove on, so I just turned it off. This last break, I'm glad there was nothing else on top
you
of the stove.
You left the stove on after that?
Well, I grabbed the pot because it's like orange. I'm grabbing this orange pot to take it outside, and I forgot to turn the stove off. But there was nothing else on top of the.
You're gonna get it from the wife when she gets home.
I'm not all that intelligent on certain issues. Let me just say. But having a good time, man. I was really happy to get Brett Quantrill on this last segment. He's a good buddy of mine. We stayed in touch over the last 30 years. Great guy. And like I said, if you don't have a copy of that book yet, you need to get a copy of From Chaos to Peace, because it's really going to help you if you want peace in the home. And the reason it's so important, Don, I want to hit on this because let's look at laughter. Let's look at anger. Let's look at the effects that these things have on the immune system. Look at the stress that can be caused if your home is out of control. They have a direct effect on health. And I mentioned this with Brett last segment, but let's go into it a little bit more, Don. There's a study that I was reading, and it was just a couple days ago. Study found that 1 minute of anger causes a 6-hour suppression of your immune system. Did you have any idea that anger had that big of an effect on your immune system?
No, I've never heard it put in those, in that type of detail before. I mean, I've been aware that, the emotional aspect of things,
right,
manifests itself in a physiological way. And I mean, all you got to do is just live some life for a while, and you notice that sort of thing in yourself, and you see it in other people. But that's quite interesting that it actually directly affects the immune system. That's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. anger and stress affect IgA levels, which is immunoglobulin A, And that's the first line of defense in the immune system. And the studies have shown that, that anger does suppress IgA in the immune system. Here's what's another thing that's really interesting, too. On the flip side of the coin, laughter as medicine. 1 minute of laughter boosts the immune system for 24 hours. Now, that makes me want to laugh more, doesn't it, you?
That's why all of our listeners are healthy.
And whether they're laughing at us or with us, it doesn't really matter. At least they're laughing, right?
Right. We're doing them a service beyond what they even realized.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, one of the classic tales of laughter being medicine comes from Norman Cousins, who was a longtime editor of the Saturday Review. Now, if you remember him, he was diagnosed with a crippling disease back in the 70s, and I can't remember what it was called. But he left the hospital, went to a hotel room, and treated himself with vitamin C and funny movies. He watched funny movies continuously, and he healed himself. And then he wrote a book about it called The Anatomy of an Illness, where he went over the fact that he attributed his healing not only to the vitamin C, but to the watching funny movies and laughing all the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, when they say laughter is the best medicine, they weren't kidding. I mean,
they ain't kidding when they say laughter is the best medicine. There was a study also that I was reading recently, and the reason I was reading these studies is in the quest for the cures, who we'll talk about next top of next hour. We got Mike Adams, the health ranger, on with us. But in the quest for the cures, Dr. Francisco Contreras was talking about these exact things, the laughter and the anger and the effect that they have on the immune system, and why at the Oasis of Hope down there in Tijuana, Mexico, they have laughter sessions each day for their cancer patients. But this was a recent study that was published in the Alternative Health Medicine Journal, I believe, showed that laughter improves natural killer cell function, which is, you know, part of your immune system that kill cancer cells. So yet another reason to laugh. And here's something that's interesting. Below the age of 8, I think it was, children laugh an average of 400 times per day. But when you grow up, you become an adult, adults laugh less than 40 times per day. Now,
why so serious, right?
Exactly. Let's go back to being a kid again. Let's have some fun. Let's laugh. Let's boost that immune system and, you know, kind of wipe out the stress. That can have profound physiological effects if you just laugh each day. It'll help to de-stress you and it'll actually boost the immune system. And now the studies have shown that. They've actually measured the levels of the IgA, and they've actually measured the levels of the natural killer cells, and they've shown that that laughter boosts both of these. It's pretty profound, isn't it?
Live more, laugh more, love more.
Hey, triple L, live, laugh, and love. Live, laugh, and love. I like it, triple L. Well, hey, first hour's already over, folks, but as you can tell by the music, but we're coming back next hour, top of the hour. We'll have Mike Adams on to talk about the quest for the cures and some other things. So stay tuned and remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.